everyone. Welcome back to the Breakaway Tuition Podcast. We're up to episode 6. So I've been a little bit quiet the last few weeks. I'm trying to get some really interesting guests on to have a chat to me about some different things that occur in our local area for kids. And I also have a whole heap of other projects that are sort of burning away in the background. Being a mum for an 18-month-old daughter, though, I think I always start off trying too many things or trying to do too many things, and I really forget that I only have, you know, 1 hour in the day really to do all the things while my daughter's asleep. So I'm still here, still chugging away. You will have seen in the last week that I've started posting up some things about the National Day of Action Against Bullying. So that's what this podcast's about. So grab a cuppa, sit down, or, you know, enjoy your drive as you're driving along, and let's have a chat about this really important issue. So I did do a live Facebook post on Monday, and it was letting everybody know about why I'm so passionate about bullying and anti-bullying things. So if you missed that, basically I, throughout school, so that's from primary school all the way to high school, the end of high school as well, and even beyond, I've experienced bullying in all sorts of forms. And, you know, maybe I'm not as thick-skinned as people, and maybe I, you know, wear the words that others say more than other people might, but I think it's really important to have these conversations so that you understand why I'm so passionate about something, and so that you can share your own experiences with our kids. I think often we brush it under the carpet, especially when we're talking to our kids about the impact that bullying might have, in fear that if we sit down and have an honest chat with our kids about it, that we are encouraging them, or we're teaching them to pay closer attention to what the bullies are saying. But in doing that, I think that we are allowing our kids to internalize a lot of the bullying that they might be experiencing. And when that's internalized, you know, as every event occurs for them that has something similar and links the things together, it sort of builds scars that are quite large and can last for a very long time. So, you know, I finished school in 2005, so that's a long time ago now, but I am still, I guess you could say, I'm still hurting over the amount and the extent of bullying that I've been subjected to. And, you know, that didn't stop when I finished school. I've experienced bullying in all forms within the workplace, and even being, you know, the owner of a business, I still experience, or I have experienced, bullying from people as well that have come to work with us. So I think that it's really important that we have an honest conversation about that and why it's not okay, and, you know, making sure that our kids understand that you're there for them to talk to, not sort of sweep it under the carpet and forget about it, but speak up. And if someone is being horrible to you or doing horrible things to you, you know, let me know, let your teacher know. There are things that need to be done and things that need to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed. I think that's really, really important. It's really important for it to be addressed. So I think that schools are getting better at getting themselves involved in bullying days and things. So obviously I've picked the National Day Against Bullying because it's the major, you know, thing all across Australia that will be happening next Friday, the 15th of March. And when I was teaching in schools, I was involved and ran programs around anti-bullying, and I did a day on Bullying No Way, where we had incorporated our peer support program that I also ran for year 7 and 12. We incorporated elements of that into activities about you know, bullying and the impact of bullying across the whole school. And so throughout the day, kids for periods one and two were in all different subjects doing things about bullying and having that conversation about why it's not okay and where to get help if they are being bullied. And that was really, really successful. So across the next 2 weeks, you'll see some things pop up online that I've started putting together. And some of them are for you to have a conversation with your kids. So one of those things that I'm about to put up online for you, it is about the plant project from IKEA. So I'm not sure if you've heard about that, but last year, IKEA in some schools, I'm pretty sure it was in the UK, they put two live plants in a couple of schools across the area. And each plant was given the same amount of water, sunlight, and fertilization. So there's nothing different. There was no variables in that. They tried to keep the variables as close together, but the idea was that there were two plants in this environment that we're going to do things with. So one plant, they asked kids to direct all their negative things to. So bully the plant, show like how angry you are at the plant, that the plant isn't a nice person, you know, and be really, really horrible to this plant. And then to the second plant, they were to be really lovely to them and, you know, highlight the positives and what the plant gives and, you know, make the plant feel good about itself. And of course, you know, kids like, this isn't going to work. And even in my mind, I think that I've seen or I've heard people talk to plants before and thought they're just crazy. But it's really interesting that at the end of this experiment, the plants that had all this negativity aimed at them, they wilted and they essentially died. And the plants that were given all the positive, you know, elements and really built up to make itself feel good, it actually survived and it thrived on that. And I think that even though that's plants, it's a really, really good conversation starter as to what actually happens to us when we're subjected to these things and to humans, you know, if that's the impact that we can have on plants, what does that do to a human being? You know, what does that do to our own mental health if we have people continually you know, putting us down and not standing up for us and not, you know, showing us that we are worthy individuals? What does that actually do to us? I think that it's still kind of a taboo subject, you know. We don't get out there and talk about it, you know. We don't talk to our kids about the impact that words have and why bullying is so, you know, why it shouldn't be done, why it's so important that we all are together on this. But what impact does that have? It's a really interesting experiment to do, and I have put up online some PDFs for you. If you go to our blog at www.breakawaytuition.com.au, on the latest blog about bullying, you will see at the bottom I've included I've written up the experiment, and I've also included for you some conversation starters. So I have two different sets there. I have conversation starters for kids, so primary school kids, and conversation starters for our older students as well. Even trivial as it might seem, getting two plants and getting your kids to do that at home, I think it's a really important thing for them to actually see themselves. You can show them the clip online and they'll go, yeah, that's all fine. But unless they see it happening in front of them, they're not going to have that connection. And I think if with those conversation starters, if we can open up the conversation in different ways about, you know, what do you think is going to happen to the plant? Why do you think that's the outcome of the plant? How can we make sure that we aren't doing those permanent damage. And it is permanent damage. If the plant's dying and wilting, it takes a lot of positive and love and, you know, to get it back up to speed. And it's not like that plant was not watered. The plant that wilted was watered exactly the same as the plant that survived and thrived. It was the words that did the impact. What, you know, if we can get our kids to have that conversation, then we can get them to also open up to us. And if they know that they can come to us about anything that they're experiencing, and even popping up on our fridges at home, you know, the kids' helpline numbers, lifeline number, the Headspace number, if we have those on our fridge, that the kids can see when they're going in and out of the kitchen, you know, as much as we might think that that isn't doing much, if they are faced with a crisis and they don't feel like they can talk to you, it's sort of like subliminal messaging. They will know where those numbers are, and they will have looked at those numbers as they're getting things out of the fridge in the past. And I think that that will provide them with the support if they feel like they can't come to you. So aside from the plants, and I think that, you know, like I said, it's a really interesting experiment, and I do encourage you to give it a go in your own homes. I think that with, you know, bullying, we really need to have that chat with our kids about the impact. Bullying is no longer just done to people's faces or behind their backs. It's done online as well. And I think with the rise of technology and with social media, we really need to have the conversation with our kids that what we post online stays online. We can't delete it. Even if we do delete it, it's saved somewhere. Someone can take a screenshot of it, and that's on someone else's device. Or, you know, there are ways to recover those bits of information that we think we've deleted. So it's a really good opportunity to have a chat with your kids about the sensitive nature of online and what is okay and what is not okay to post. And it's the same, you know, liking. If you like something, what is okay for your child to like and what is okay for them to repost? As much as it might seem small, all of those different things can be, you know, in that realm of bullying as well. It's the same with Instagram. You hear stories every day about people that have a following and they post something online and they call them the online trolls, jump on and start saying really horrible things to them. And as much as, you know, you're a faceless person, you're behind a computer screen, those words still have a massive, massive impact on the person that is receiving those words. In saying that about bullying, it's not just about making sure that our kids are comfortable with coming to us to talk about what's happening to them, if it is happening to them. And it's not just about making sure that they know who to turn to if they need extra help with something and they feel like they can't talk to you about it. But it's also really important for us to make sure that we're trying to give our kids a bit of resilience as well. You know, by resilience, I mean that we want to try and get them to imagine that they have armor on. So I went to a business course in November, and one of the women there who runs her own business, she had said that she had taught her little boys about resilience but by having armor, and the idea being that if someone says something horrible to you, you put your armor up, and that sends it back to them with more power. And so that idea, you know, to give little kids the feeling that, you know, that comment that someone just said to me, I'm sending back to them, like not verbally, but just in my mind, I'm sending it back to them, because then that creates a barrier between someone's words and our inner personal thoughts and feelings as well. You know, that's something that you can use with little kids. It's the same when we were growing up with the sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never harm me. You know, those things sort of, I remember my mum saying it to me lots, but those things to sort of help us deflect someone else's comments and problems that they've reflected onto us back to them, and sort of building us up. And then, you know, it's the same as, you know, get back up when something knocks you down. I've done that so many times, you know, building a business, and it's inevitable that sometimes people's comments do affect you, but it's that whole getting back up to face another day. And that's what we really need to be showing, and showing our kids ourselves that we do, but also giving them the tools so that they can use those things as well. You know, with that creating a barrier or an armor for us, I think that it's also important that we chat to our kids about what someone says to you isn't about you, it's about them. So I think that's also a really nice way of putting it. There's lots of the positivity things around though at the moment. There is stacks and stacks of stuff around for building positivity and building resilience. I've spoken before about the Big Life Journal. They're based in the UK. They have a primary school version, and they now have an adult version as well. Haven't been able to get my hands on it yet, but I really would like to. And there is, you know, I've come across in the last few weeks something called the B Project. They are Australian based, and they've actually created really lovely books. And I think it's 101 quotes, and there's some positive quotes that we can, you know, read with our kids and have conversations around. So all of these things that are popping up, you know, and that people are really putting their weight behind to push out are really important, because we're all looking at how we can make sure that our kids are resilient. Anyway, I think that I have yabbered on a little bit today about resilience and bullying. I'm hoping that in the next week I will also put up another little spiel about bullying and the National Day of Action as well. And the next one, hopefully I'll have some more tips and tricks that you can use in your house to really start this conversation and keep that conversation going. Like always, you can find us on Stitcher and Apple iTunes. Jump into our Facebook group. Have a chat with me if there is anything that I can provide for your family along bullying. Please let me know. I'm always looking for new ideas. If you want to have a chat, give me a call or jump on our website, www.breakawaytuition.com.au. We're for all learners and all abilities. I hope you have a lovely day. Bye. Thank you.